The Marquette Ellison I Ore Dock, the one up at Presque Isle, is turning 100 years old this year. And kind of to celebrate and commemorate that, we are bringing in a tall ship to Lower Harbor. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be there all weekend. We've got a lot of fun festivities planned for both employees and the public to tour the ship and to celebrate this milestone of the dock.
This seems like an interesting idea and an interesting way of celebrating the history of the shipping and whatnot in the Marquette area. How did it come to be to do a tall ship?
Well, it actually was an idea that was brought up by the Ellison I folks. The guys who work out on the railroad came up with this idea. They know that the ships had come in before. So we worked with the Marquette Maritime Museum. We kind of partnered with them on this event to help us bring in the ship. And so it kind of came about that way.
And they certainly have experience in bringing them in from before, which probably made it somewhat easier for you to carry it out.
Absolutely. They really know what they're doing down there. They took care of a lot of the small details, a lot of all the coordinating with the ship to get all those details in place so that everything went really smoothly. And it's just been a pleasure to work with them.
Tell us a little bit about the ship that's coming.
The name of the ship is the U.S. Brig Niagara. The Niagara has been here before to Marquette. I believe it was in 2003. It's a warship from the War of 1812. It was pivotal in the War of Lake Erie. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very, very beautiful ship. It's based out of Erie, Pennsylvania. So it has been here before, but it's been a couple of years, so we're really excited to bring it in.
What is the schedule and the plan? I know you've got some things going on that are related for your employees of Cliffs. You've also got public events. What is kind of a rundown of what's happening?
Well, on Friday, July 13th, the ship will come in. It's going to come in about 3 o'clock. What it's going to do first is we're going to bring it up to Upper Harbor, up to the actual where the dock is, and we're going to do a ceremonial salute to that dock. The parking up at Upper Harbor is a little bit more complicated. It's not as big as what it is at Lower Harbor. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to kind of spin around a little bit, shoot off some cannons, do a ceremonial salute to that dock, and then come down and dock at Lower Harbor. And we anticipate being able to dock at Lower Harbor at about 4 o'clock on Friday. So we're encouraging the general public to come to Lower Harbor to be there for 4. We don't want a lot of congestion up at Upper Harbor around that 3 o'clock time. So we really want to encourage the general public to come down at 4, welcome that ship in the Marquette way. Mm-hmm. There will be shooting off cannons there as well. So that'll be a really great event. And that's on Friday. Once the ship docks, it has to go through a series of checks and balances, kind of, if you will, mm-hmm. With the Coast Guard to get settled. That Friday night, we will have a private reception on the dock and the ship itself. Mm-hmm. That's not open to the general public. It is an invitation by only reception. On Saturday, what we're doing on the 14th is we'll have an employee celebration.
Right.
And this will be open for all employees and their family members to tour the Niagara, to tour the Marquette Maritime Museum, and to enjoy good food and celebrate the 100 years of the Ore Dock. On Sunday, that's our general public tour day. Sunday, the 15th, that's the day we want the public to come down. There will be a nominal fee for touring the Niagara. It's $5 for adults, $2 for children 12 and under. And that all proceeds will go to the Marquette Maritime Museum for that event.
Let's talk a little bit more about specifically what is being commemorated with this weekend's events.
Well, the Marquette Ellison I Ore Dock, the dock that's up at Presque Isle, is turning 100 years old this year. And so we're going to be commemorating that with bringing in a tall ship, the U.S. Brig Niagara. It's going to be down at Lower Harbor all weekend. And so it's a very significant event for Cliffs. We're very proud of mm-hmm. the history of the dock and what it means for our industry. A lot of people look at that dock and say, you know, oh, it's such a pretty picture. Everyone's out there photographing it as ships get loaded. But it's really important to remember that it's a vital link in our operations. Mm-hmm. It connects us to the North American steel industry, and that's something that we just can't do our business without. So the Ore Dock is very, very important to us and our business.
I know as you've been putting things together, displays and things for these events and the commemoration for the 100 years, that you've discovered some photos, found some photos. It must be interesting to look back at that and see what was and what's evolved from them.
Oh, absolutely. As I was doing a lot of research for it, I found a lot of facts about the dock. And one that really stuck out in my head is that the dock was originally designed to load 3 ships on each side. originally. And ships were a lot smaller back then. And so it was originally designed to have three ships on each side. So that would be six boats total at a dock at one time. That's not the case anymore. Ships have gotten a lot bigger. The dock itself is 1,250 feet long. And so it's able to accommodate your regular size freighter, but also it's able to accommodate those 1,000 footers that come in. It is a little challenging on a dock that's 1,250 feet. The boats do have to kind of go out and turn around and come back to continue loading themselves.
It's an interesting process to
watch. Yeah, definitely.
A lot of people do check that out. Now, one of the things with the tall ship that's coming in, you've also got an opportunity for some folks involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters that are they're cruising in on the ship. Tell me a little bit about that.
That's correct. Kind of part of our agreement with the Niagara was we were able to put 60 people on the boat to sail from Munising into Marquette. And we've offered that up to a lot of our LS&I employees and to, of course, some folks from Cliffs Natural Resources as well. But what we were able to do is offer about 20 slots to Big Brothers Big Sisters. So we have 10 matches, 10 bigs and littles that are going to be sailing with us. So I know the kids are really excited for it. It's going to just be a great opportunity for them, once in a lifetime, to be able to ride on a ship like this. And we hope to show them a really good day that day.
It's going to be a fantastic day. And let's run the schedule again going into the weekend. What's happening and what do folks need to be aware of?
We want to invite the general public to come down on Sunday. On Sunday, definitely. It's the public tour day. The Niagara will be open. The Marquette Maritime Museum will be open, both for tours. We also want to invite everyone to come down on Friday, be at Lower Harbor at 4 o'clock, watch this boat come in, and give it a good Marquette welcome.